It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Many Coloradans are trying to apply for a $300 federal unemployment benefit, but people are struggling with the state's online system. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
The benefit pays retroactively from July 27th to September 5th. Colorado was approved for the program in August, but the state says it needed time to update their technology. Now, some people still can't get in because of glitches. LaVon Pettit says she can't wait much longer.
Rent is due in 2 weeks. I have not once sent to my name. I have nothing as backup because I've used it all for bills.
The state says high volume on the site created issues on Monday and Tuesday. The phone and computer systems have gone through one round of repairs, but there are still some glitches. The state says it will disable the application until it finds a more permanent solution. About 16,000 people have been able to get through. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Some members of Colorado's National Guard are getting a pay raise. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
Until this week, the minimum pay rate for a low-ranking Guard member was $20 a day. But a new state law more than quadruples that to nearly $89 a day. That still only comes out to about $7.50 an hour if a Guard member works a 12-hour day. Colorado's National Guard has been busy this year. Members have been called up to help respond to the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as during wildfires and at the height of protests against police violence and racism in Denver. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Douglas County elementary school students could be back inside classrooms October 19th. The district's health dashboard is now green. That means COVID-19 rates are lower, allowing in-person learning. School board president David Ray says feedback from schools is needed before they're opened.
There's lots of logistics that need to be activated in order for it to be done smoothly. There are staff and teachers that need to have their voice amplified so we really understand what their needs are.
Middle and high school principals say they can't provide adequate spacing to bring all students back now. Forecasting the weather in space is going to be getting a boost. The House passed the Pro-SWIFT Act Wednesday. It directs federal agencies to develop new tools and technologies to improve space forecasting and how space weather can affect Earth. The bill was led by two Coloradans, Democrat Ed Perlmutter in the House and Republican Cory Gardner in the Senate. This is CPR News.